I'd like to pick up on some of the remarks that Howard made, because I think he really hit on some of the significant things that are embodied in this struggle over the war resisters in Canada. First of all, the recent decisions that have allowed the resistors to stay and have put off the final determination of whether they'll be asked to leave is important for those war resistors themselves, because it's quite correct to say that these are the people who have said no to an unjust war in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and the United States is fighting in both those countries. And they have come forward. They have, in many cases, they've left family and friends in the United States. They've had to relocate their families, their wives, their children here into a new country. And their decision to do that was very courageous because of the things that they have had to sacrifice and give up to do that, and because of how they have been targeted as being traitors to the war that the United States is waging. Anyhow, their struggle has been very, very correct. It's been something that Canadians have supported, I think, right from the earliest days of the wars, the war in Iraq and later the war in Afghanistan. And Canadians, this is the other point I think that is important about this question of supporting the war resistors, because it has drawn a dividing line in Canada between Canadians and, let us say, the official circles in Canada, the media, the military, the government, who have pushed this agenda of militarism. And part of pushing that agenda has been this blind support for the United States and for this war on terror that it says it has engaged in Iraq and Afghanistan. Canada, in 2003, Canadians came out in hundreds of thousands, if not maybe millions, to oppose the war. We had one of the largest demonstrations in decades in Winnipeg, as Canadians came forward and joined with people everywhere in the world to say that they did not support a war against Iraq. Unfortunately, Canada has become involved in a war in Afghanistan that is, to my mind, indistinguishable from the same war that's being waged in Iraq. It is the same unjust war. And I think that's where the lines are being drawn on this question of war resistors, between the question of those who support these invasions and these occupations of other countries, and those who have said that these wars are unjust and should not be supported. So the fact that Canadians have, in recent polls have shown that Canadians so strongly support the right of war resistors, tells me that that also reflects what Canadians have been saying all along about the questions of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, that they don't support those wars, and that in particular, they don't support what Canada is doing in Afghanistan. And it's caused some consternation. As you can see, there was an editorial in the Free Press which said, well, what about Canadians in Afghanistan, Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan? And I think that really hits the mark as to what is being discussed here and debated here about war resistors. That there's also an unjust war in Afghanistan, and Canadians are participating in that war. And the longer the Canadian soldiers stay there, the greater it is as an affront to Canadian people who are opposed to this war. So I would like to say that us gathering here tonight, the support that war resistors are getting across Canada from events here in Winnipeg, events in other cities, is extremely important in breaking this psychology of war that is trying to be imposed on people not only in Canada but everywhere else.